Community Living Guelph Wellington, CLGW, is set to suspend some of its support programs later this fall due to a lack of funding. The agency, which provides programming for adults with developmental disabilities, is on track to post a $3 million deficit by the end of March, which is when the fiscal year wraps up, officials say. In response, CLGW is preparing to put a pause on the day services program, aimed at helping clients find and participate in community activities and employment support services in December. "We're now at the point where we don't have any choice," said CLGW Board Chair Janet Kaufman. "This is not something that happened suddenly. It happened over time." The funding shortfall, Kaufman explained, is largely a result of two factors: inflation, mixed with stagnant base funding for the past 12 years, as 98% of the agency's funding comes from the provincial government. The suspension of programs is expected to impact hundreds of people. CLGW is far from an isolated case, Kaufman said, noting many other agencies throughout the province find themselves in similar situations. "We are having some significant funding challenges at the moment," the board chair said, noting the cost of pretty much everything associated with the residential program has increased. "We are not alone." In the past, the organization has sold off surplus land to compensate. "The ministry's primary concern will always be for the health and safety of the people in the developmental services system. Agencies and their staff are important partners in achieving our shared vision of choice and inclusion," wrote Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services spokesperson Ryan Thompson, in an email to Guelph Today. "We understand that Community Living Guelph Wellington is connecting with families impacted by these service changes to plan for potential alternative supports. In the meantime, the ministry is working with the agency to identify their service pressures and strategies to manage them." CLGW broke the news to its members and their families late last week, in addition to notifying staff of upcoming layoffs associated with the suspension of programs. "This is really difficult for everyone," said Kaufman, adding many of the specifics have yet to be worked out. "The decision is still very fresh. The intention is to bring those programs back at some point in time. There are a couple of scenarios that could see the programs maintained or reinstated," Kaufman continued. "An injection of new funding now and/or an increase in provincially provided base funding." To that end, agency officials have reached out to local MPPs asking that they advocate with the Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services on the agency's behalf. A CLGW spokesperson said it's calling for action to correct historical underfunding in developmental services. "Community members are being encouraged to do the same.